dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Thank you for tuning in to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My name is Jared Houle, in place of my grandmother, Billy Brim. She's out this week, and last week we've had a special guest, Pastor Lee Morgans from a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, a few miles north of Tulsa, Oklahoma. So if you're in the Tulsa area and you need to find a home church, check out Glorious Church Fellowship. You can go on the internet and check them out there. They do live streams. They have archive. You can also listen to Uncle Chip there, who's a co-pastor with Pastor Lee. Mm-hmm. Now, Pastor Lee, you guys have known a little bit our heritage coming from a Glorious Church Fellowship. Billy Brim Ministries coming from a Glorious Church Fellowship. And Pastor Lee speaking on such an important subject today that needs to be talked about and understood and desired, and that's the gifts of the Spirit. And we're on our second week following last week. This second week, Pastor Lee is just extending what he's been talking about on the gifts of the Spirit. And thank you so much, Pastor Lee, for being here. And please take it and go. I want to let you talk and speak. So thank you.
You know, we've been talking about the gifts of the Spirit, the supernatural armament the church has been given, the equipment. Well, 1 Corinthians 12:7 said that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. To manifest means to show. This flowing of gifts is given to every man. You know, some people develop a philosophy that in every church body, there should be only one or two who operate in spiritual gifts. And, you know, that idea can't be found in the Bible. God wants each one of us to have the gifts functioning in our own personal life. Well, the manifestation is given to every man to profit withal. When God gives you something, it's a good thing.
Right.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a plus, not a minus.
Right.
There's profit or benefit behind it. And regardless of some thinking, no church body ever decreased when the gifts of the Spirit were in operation there. No church body ever decreased when the gifts of the Spirit were in operation there. He said, well, some might be offended of it. Well, they was offended at the life of Jesus. Totally offended at Jesus because they began to figure out who he was. Like that had to, because he was a carpenter's son, because of Joseph, they knew where he raised, and it's not Jesus. He's not his brothers. It's not his Mary. But and they got all bent out of shape because of that. Well, some people think, well, we won't offend anybody. I guarantee you get up in the morning, you go downtown, you have a chance somebody is going to get ticked off at you. We have a highway from where we live to Tulsa called Highway 169. Speed limit is 65. Speed of traffic is 75-85. It's on traffic time, it's four-lane bumper-to-bumper at very fast speeds. You get a lot of what they call road rage. You get a lot of ideas because of me first. If you're a Christian, it's just you, me first, you're missing it. God saved you, and he wants you blessed, but he wants you to be a blessing to others. He wants you to bless people even though you don't want to. I like the way Chip puts it when he didn't want to bless somebody. He finally got to the point where he figured he had to. He just said, bless them, Lord, bless them. Well, did he want to? No, but he began to speak it. Blessings. Begin to speak what the Spirit of God tells you and be a blessing rather than cursing to people. The gifts that you've been given, they are a plus. No person ever become weaker in his spiritual life when gifts of the Spirit held a dominant role in his life. These gifts always will bring a profit. Your assets are better when you get the gifts of the Spirit working. God wants the gifts of the Spirit to function in your life, in the church. He wants you to profit. He wants the body of Christ to profit. Now, we've started reading this, and I'm just finally getting to reading on the diverses, the different gifts. But in 1 Corinthians, if you'll turn there, I'll read out of the King James, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8. Verse 7 talks about giving to every man to profit. I don't want you to forget that. The gifts of the Spirit are given to every man. Say with me, that includes me. That includes me. That includes me in my life. The supernatural gifts, the supernatural armament, the supernatural artillery that God's given me belongs to me. He said, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. Think about it. Think about it in your local church. Think about it for a minute. You come together. And you say, well, it's as the Spirit will. The Spirit is always willing to minister to the people. Just think about it. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, the gift of faith, the gift of healings, the working of miracles. Hands grow out that wasn't there. You want to build your church? You get some people coming. Oh, somebody come in with a leg that had been cut off and leaves walking with one shoe. Because he come in, he didn't have but one leg. He didn't need but one shoe. Now he's leaving on 2 feet. The working of the gifts of healing and the working of miracles. And another, the word of prophecy to the church. Foretelling supernatural facts concerning the future in the mind of Christ through man that had no perfect knowledge of it, projecting what God has for them in the future. Think about it. God wants to tell you, Jared, what he's got for you in the future. He wants to lead you and guide you and show you things to come. Think about a church service like this. To another, discerning of spirit. You know, said, some of the day, Satan goes to the angel of light. Well, the discerning of the spirit operation in the church, you know, if it's not of God, the church is not going to get off an error. And think about that. Diverse kinds of tongues. Another interpretation of tongues. The two gifts that are indicative of this dispensation. The other seven was given under the old covenant, but now these two. Why? You know, kinds of tongues and an interpretation of tongues. Church, these gifts that he gave under a better covenant, established on better promises. Remember what James says about the tongue?
Mm-hmm.
It's right. Unruly. Remember, set on fire by the fires of hell. Did you ever decide you're going to hold your tongue and wasn't going to speak out something? You ever make a decision, I'm not going to lose my temper and tell them what I think? Did you ever blow it? If you're truthful, you can say, uh-huh. Did you ever really intend to speak in love and you allowed the circumstance and situation and your tongue, you open your mouth and the stuff come out your mouth and you said, no way. Did you ever say anything to your spouse you wish you hadn't? Did you ever say anything to your kids you wish you hadn't? Did you ever say anything to members of church? Maybe in the parking lot. When somebody had you blocked in. Maybe when you went out and your car wouldn't start or the batteries dead. Did your tongue ever say things you wish it hadn't? Under this covenant, with these powerful gifts, he used the most unruly thing that man cannot tame.
Yeah.
He cannot discipline it to the point that it will not jump out and say something wrong. But he used that very tongue. All 9 gifts you will find at one. Some of them is just directly tongue. Tongues and interpretation. That's explicitly the tongue. Yeah, all right, word of wisdom, you speak it out. Word of knowledge, you speak it out. Faith, gifts of faith. When your gifts of faith is in operation, it will cause action, but it will also cause speaking of the word. And you'll find that miracles, when miracles and the gifts of healing is in operation, you'll see every time words will be spoken. Now there's a supernatural move of God and supernatural gifts of the Spirit where miraculous happens and no one has said anything. But let me tell you, the minute that happens, the tongue will be talking about it. And the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and it quickens and makes alive your mortal body. The church ought to be so excited when we come together. Hey, we got God equipment. We are armed. We know what God has given us. We have the equipment that He's given us. And, he said they're gifts. They're gifts. It does not minimize their importance. It just tells you they can't be earned or merited. The gifts of the Spirit are called gifts. Let me tell you this, they're not optional.
Right.
They are not optional. They're not placed at the disposal of the church on a take-it-or-leave-it basis. He gave them his gifts. They are a necessary part of our fighting gear. They're the weapons of our defense and our offense. Without the gifts of the Spirit, the church is helpless before the onslaught of the world, the flesh, and the devil. But with the gifts in manifestation, the church is properly equipped for battle. If it knows about them, and if it uses them. And thank you. We'll go on with this tomorrow, but I do want to remind you, stir up yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Stir up yourself concerning the gifts. And expect the power of God to be in operation.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a local church, we want to invite you to Collinsville. We have ministers there that minister Chip and Candace and Christy and others. Christy, me and my daughter. I tell you, I love to sit there and love to hear them because they'll always minister the Word of God. Sister Billy comes in and out ministering there. And we have an exciting time. We're a growing church, and we're a church that cares about you. We want to follow the voice and leading of the Holy Spirit in these last days. Come and be blessed and learn more. Expect the Word to work in your life. You're blessed, you're anointed, you're called. In Jesus' name, thank you. See you tomorrow.